smile's just a little bit bigger now. Our song on the radio, but it don't sound the same. When our friends talk about you, all it does is just tear me down. 'Cause my heart breaks a little when I hear your name. It all just sounds like ooh, ooh. Mm, too young, too dumb to realize that I should have bought you flowers and held your hand. Should have gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party, 'cause all you want she's dancing with another man. My pride, my ego, my needs, and my selfish ways caused a good, strong woman like you to walk out my life. Now I'll never, never get to clean up the mess I made. It haunts me every time I close my eyes. It all just sounds like ooh. Mm, too young, too dumb to realize that I should have bought you flowers and held your hand. Should have gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party, 'cause all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man. Although it hurts, I'll be the first to say that I was wrong. Oh, I know I'm probably much too late. Try and apologize for my mistakes, but I just want you to know I hope he buys you flowers. I hope he holds your hand. Give you all his hours when he has the chance. Take you to every party, 'cause I remember how much you love to dance. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man.
Hello and welcome to Daytime. Where we listen to new music that I haven't heard of. And actually, this time, it's a song none of us have heard. With me, as usual, is the regular co-host.
Hi, I'm Michael.
How you doing, Michael?
Doing just dandy. My show, everybody, is at 1 a.m. on Saturday mornings, Friday nights.
Make sure you all tune in.
Tuning out. Thank you.
And today we're going to be listening to Bruno Mars, his new album that dropped. And we actually have an expert, believe it or not. He's studied Bruno Mars for how many years now?
4 years running.
Wow. A master's degree. Mm-hmm. And do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. My name is Edwin. I'm the Bruno Mars expert. I've had him as my top artist for the last 4 years.
And yeah. On Spotify, it says like you're the top, 5%, 10% viewer of your favorite artist.
Yeah.
What about for you?
I'm actually in like 0.05%.
Wow, that's a low number.
Yeah. And that's the kind of expert we have at Daytime at 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. So are you excited for this album?
Oh my God, I'm so excited. The album came out on Friday. And it's been so difficult to not hear any music from the album.
But because, you persevered.
Yeah. And honestly, it's going to be so worth it.
And what are your expectations going in? Do you think that this might be his new magnum opus, his best work?
I don't know. Silk Sonic was really good. There was no skips there in Silk Sonic. So I don't, not even the intro.
Not even
so
the intro.
We'll see. We'll see.
That's a great take.
And this new album, it's called The Romantic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we have two music videos. Unfortunately, we can't show them in radio, but you, if you want, are you a music video kind of person or not really?
I don't think so. For some of them, for a few songs, I did see like the music video first, like Smoking Out the Window, but I don't usually look at the music video first.
So you will get the correct reaction, no external stimulus, as our beautiful viewers do.
Mm.
And are you excited? Do you want to jump right in? I think, do you want to go song by song and you just say a little bit after each song?
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I'll also want to open the floor to you guys to see what you guys think as well.
Well, you're the resident Bruno Mars.
Yeah, you're the expert.
Well, yeah, I think you have
you know,
feed I believe you have a PhD in Marsology and a master's at Brunology from Tufts University.
Of course, but I'm open to discussion.
Well,
as a seasoned professor often is.
Well, do you want to get started with our first song, Risk It All by Bruno Mars?
Yeah.
On WMFO 91.5 Medford Tufts Free Form Radio.
Just a chance to win your heart. You could set the bar beyond the stars. I'll do anything you ask me to. Say you want the moon, watch me learn to fly. Ain't a mountain you could point to. I wouldn't climb. It's crazy, but it's true. There's nothing I won't do. I'd risk it all for you. To hold your hand and call you mine. I'm trying to be your man till the end of time. Crazy, but it's true. There's nothing I won't do.
That was Risk It All by Bruno Mars, the first of The Romance.
How many are on the album?
We have total 9.
9.
9 songs in the album. So,
wow. That was so, I liked it a lot.
Oh yeah, that's great.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't expect it to be like, I guess like Hispanic.
Yeah,
like the Hispanic flair. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like the mariachi like instrumentation, you know, with like the violin and the trumpets and the.
And it was very exciting.
The video, if I saw on my screen, it was just Bruno Mars singing next to a blue wall with his guitar.
Ooh,
he plays a guitar. I probably guess that makes sense.
I think he plays every like instrument. I mean, I don't know. I remember hearing that like he spends a lot of time on his albums because he like plays the instruments himself.
Wow.
Wow.
But I don't know if he does that for every album.
It's amazing.
Talented guy. He didn't play the drums on Silk Sonic.
He did not. But he was part of a band.
My goat Anderson.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. But we're not, this isn't about Anderson.
No,
this
it's
is
not.
About Bruno Mars.
About Bruno
it
Mars.
It is Bruno Mars. I really liked it. I remember, so when there's like new songs, sometimes there are songs that you have to listen to a few times to actually like start liking it. But I think this one is like really good. Like it kind of gets like the Latin music itch, and it's really like nice to listen to. So I think it's one of those songs that like you can just put onto your like songs playlist instantly.
Nice.
And just
all right, we out. Have we have one like song. The next one is Cha Cha Cha. It's not TTT, but instead, or it might be, I don't know, what if he's just really into tea? Could be, but well, we'll listen to it and we'll find out if it is about TTT. All right, coming up next, Cha 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 by Bruno Mars.
Tonight, I like it like that. She working that back.
That was Cha 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 by Bruno Mars. What do we think?
It was a good one.
It was good.
I think the first one was better.
Yeah, this was a little erotic, you know.
It was somewhat.
Yeah. I liked the last third, you know, where like the drums picked up a little bit. Mm-hmm. I liked that a lot, and like the little instrumental.
And he had sort of a Frank Sinatra vibe at the end a little bit, like the moon, sort of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I. Yeah, no, that's.
That's a comparison.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, I think the closer you get to talking about the moon, the more Frank Sinatra you get. Mm.
Interesting. Yeah.
But I think as the expert.
So. I feel like with this song, so there is one song on the album that I did hear, and it was I Just Might, because it came out like a month earlier.
That was like
earlier.
A single, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a single.
Everyone heard that.
And I think this one fits more of that vibe, because the first one, like, having heard I Just Might and this one, it feels like the first one, first song we heard, is kind of like a little out of place. Mm-hmm. But it's still really good. Sure. I like it.
Well, let's continue that vibe with the next song, I Just Might, by Bruno Mars.
Oh.
Woo!
That was, you probably know this, I Just Might by Bruno Mars. Any thoughts?
So this one's been out for a while, and this one I really liked. I really liked, I think I didn't like the music video too much though. The music video just, I don't know. It just put me, it just was, rubbed me the wrong way, I think.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just seeing three Bruno Mars is too much.
Too much.
It's overwhelming. Too much Bruno.
Yes. I like the chorus of that song. The part that you don't like, Day, unfortunately, because yeah. You've heard it so much. The chorus is nice. I think the verses, like the instrumentation is just so like happy go lucky, and it's like bump bump bump. It's like it sounds like a kid's music, like chord progression. Which is good, but it's I don't know. It's
yeah, it's like
too happy.
I think it's meant to be like a very catchy song, and so it doesn't it kind of just repeats.
Okay. A lot. That's fair. And thank you for that advice. And like that advice of keeping music videos, you know, more better. Of not having three of yourselves in those videos. We have a public service announcement.
Your eyes are the windows to your health. Healthier eyes make for a healthier you. Find a window of time to schedule an eye exam. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy-eyes.
But, you know, I think Bruno Mars doesn't have to do that because, according to him, God was showing off by Bruno Mars, coming up next.
God don't have favorites. Never seen you before. Now everybody got something special, but it's obvious you've been blessed with just a little more. Help me sing. Oh,
That was God Was Showing Off by Bruno Mars. I think that was my favorite one of the, entire album.
I really like it, yeah.
I felt like classic, quintessential Bruno.
Yes, it was
I was thinking that.
Yeah.
It is very Bruno. It's a very Bruno song.
If he didn't do the interlude in the middle.
The little
riz.
God doesn't take make favorites or whatever. Yeah.
If it might be my favorite Bruno Mars song.
Wow. That's crazy. Okay. That's reasons he bias.
That's crazy.
Man. It might be reasons he
better
bias,
than
but,
like When I Was Your Man, Talking to the Moon.
He has better songs.
Yeah.
He might have been.
I would say just almost all of Silksonic is better than
really.
That song.
Yeah.
That song would be it could be in Silksonic, but it wouldn't be memorable in Silksonic.
Yeah.
You might be right. But I like it a lot.
But I do like it. I do like it a lot.
The,
I do sorry, you go.
The hallelujah like part.
Sing along with me.
Sing along with me. It was,
did you sing along? No, you didn't.
I did not. But you know,
I do like he goes from like you're so beautiful to like you can walk on water, baby.
You can turn water into wine.
He's trying
wine.
To raise up Jesus.
Oh, but it was good. I liked it.
Yeah,
it was good. And coming up next, we're staying on a little theme of phrase. Never mind. We're actually not. That was the song after. The next one is Why You Wanna Fight, which is.
Oh no.
A big departure from.
Oh
no.
My god. Is this the heartbreak song?
This is why he's not married at 40.
Maybe because he's also telling random people that you can walk on water. That might also have something to do with it. Well, but coming up next is Why You Wanna Fight. And maybe we'll see the reason why.
Show you I can make it right.
That was Why You Wanna Fight by Bruno Mars, and we are officially now halfway done.
Why You Wanna Fight?
Why You Wanna Fight?
Why You Wanna Fight?
Why You Wanna Fight?
With the album, we're halfway done. So,
oh, lovely. And the show.
And the show, wow. Isn't
look
that
at us go.
Beautifully
making
timed.
Good time.
And now, I wanna ask, are Dr. Edwin, in Marsology and Brunoology, what do you think of the album so far?
I think it's really good. I think all of these songs so far are like probably like the best parts of Bruno. You have like your innovative song with like Risk It All, which is like it's a similar like style to what he does, but it's like in a new lens of like Latin flair. You have your like radio like song I Just Might. And then you have, honestly, I think Why You Wanna Fight is fighting for first place right now in the album.
What?
In the album, like in the whole album. Not is, like all songs.
Professor, is this going to be on the test?
No, don't worry about it.
Yes.
May I share a blasphemous opinion potentially? Mm-hmm.
You didn't like Why You Wanna Fight?
I did not care for that song.
Wow, I really liked it.
I
didn't care relative to Bruno Mars because I think he's a good enough singer that he could basically sing anything and it would sound great.
Yeah,
you know what? That's fair. I think Risk It All is probably higher up on the album, but I do think out of like the five songs we've listened to, I think Why You Wanna Fight is probably better than the other ones.
I would agree. I don't know, God Was Showing Off was pretty good.
The God Was
God
Showing,
was showing Off was good, but for me it's like the interlude. This is good throughout, you know.
Right.
I like consistency.
Right. Back to basic Bruno sort of vibes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And maybe it will continue, or maybe it will change with another theologically based song.
Interesting.
On My Soul by Bruno Mars.
It's getting heavy.
Well, we'll see about that coming up. On My Soul by Bruno Mars.
Need you on my team.
That was On My Soul by Bruno Mars. And in my mind, those last three songs were, this was my favorite song, this was my favorite song, this is my favorite song.
This is for sure the best one.
This is for sure the best
one. I think hands down.
I think it was just such, it's just so amazing. But but Dr. Edwin, what do you?
No, I agree. I mean, it's crazy how consistent he is at like inducing that this is my favorite song effect throughout the whole album.
That's great.
Do
you also agree this is the best one?
I think it probably is out of everything. I don't know, I just really like Risk It All because it just sounds so different than like regular Bruno, but still manages to be like Bruno.
Wow.
I'm just like a big fan of the first one.
Right. Trying something different. Okay.
Yeah. No, but this is out of the other like four or five songs. Right. Like this is probably the best one.
Yeah.
Out of all the Bruno-like songs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right.
I like the intro to this one a lot. Like I would probably just listen to the first 10 seconds on repeat.
Can we do that right now?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Listen to the first 10 seconds real quick.
Well, turn the radio the thing on.
Right.
You can leave it. It's so cool, man.
Yeah. That's very cool.
That gets you like, ooh, eyebrows raised, you know, it piques your interest right away, which I like.
You were talking about a genre of music?
Yeah, city pop.
City pop.
It's like Japanese pop jazz fusion.
Wow.
Very cool. And it sounds basically just like that.
I see. It's very great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Further listening if you like this song.
I guess so.
But what if you're not in the mood for city pop? What if you're in the mood for something else? What if you're in the mood for Something Serious by Bruno Mars?
Ooh.
The next song on the album. But before we go to that, any other thoughts about this song?
No.
None whatsoever.
Then let's get on with it. Something Serious by Bruno Mars.
My boo thing, I should be your man's.
That was Something Serious by Bruno Mars. I think this was my second favorite.
We're getting favorite. Oh my god. This album is Something Serious. Dude, I think I don't know. I feel like he keeps like one upping himself every song. I don't know, like, because the thing with Bruno Mars songs is that they all have like a similar theme. Mm-hmm. And so what you really like look for is like vocals, instruments, like feel, right? Mm-hmm. Like flair. And this one was really good. It's going to be so hard to like rank these.
Yeah.
Sure.
So far, no skips.
No skips. Wow. I don't listen to a lot of pop albums, and mm-hmm. I think something that I notice about pop albums is that it's kind of very conducive to the this is my favorite, because they're all kind of singles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're all like, yeah, like this one you should be able to just listen to at any given time in any given context, right, and it should sound good.
Thank you,
like
Michael
on
Jackson.
Its own. Wait, yeah.
Like literally, that good. Michael Jackson did that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
With Thriller.
Yeah. I don't know. It works for me.
It works for me. Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
There's no down points. It's all highs.
Mm-hmm. I Something Serious is definitely like would play in the radio and like on my school bus in high school. Yeah. There was the radio.
Mm.
And if this popped up on the radio, I'd be ready for the day. Mm. This is like coffee, mm-hmm. honestly.
Yeah.
No, a lot of the Bruno Mars songs that I listened to as a kid was on the school bus.
Yeah, there
so
we go.
That's where it starts.
Also, yeah, for more listening for viewers, this is the same chord progression as the song Oye Como Va.
Okay, wow. Who's that by?
Santana.
Well, yep, definitely check that out if you have the time after the show. After the show, very importantly.
Of course. You are not allowed to leave, actually. Legally. Yeah. You sign a contract when you listen to it.
Yep. Implicit contract or something like that.
At least until this album.
Yep.
At the end of the album.
Of course. Yep. Yeah, I really like this one. It was some serious. Mm-hmm. Some serious. Well, next up, unfortunately, I have to say there's nothing left. Psych, there's nothing left by Bruno Mars. The
what?
Second to last.
You're getting too good at this, man.
Well, I'm too good at segues, they say. All right, well, that's coming up now, and that's the second to last one. There's nothing left, and then Dance With Me. It's the final album, or sorry, song on the album. So, first of all, though, Nothing Left by Bruno Mars.
You used to light up when I called to say I love you. But these days maybe those words don't hit the same. All alone in this home that we built, just thinking of you. Thought our light would never fade away, but the fire don't burn like it used to. Your face that I used to make is long and gone, and it kills me to think somewhere I lost my baby. Oh, we've been together so long, but the fire don't burn like it used.
That was Nothing Left by Bruno Mars. What do you think, Dr. Edwin?
This is kind of like the blast off of the album.
Mm. Can you explain that for the layman?
So it's like the last song on Silk Sonic where it's like there, but it's good enough to not skip, but it's also not like noteworthy compared to the rest of the album, I guess.
This reminds me maybe a little crude example of some of the songs on Late Registration by Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
On their own, if they were given to another artist, if like Jay-Z played this song, wow, this might be one of the best Jay-Z songs he's ever made.
Mm.
But in Late Registration, I'm like, okay, fine, like whatever. Right. I think the standard for Bruno Mars is higher than normal.
Yeah, for sure. For like this type of song, mm-hmm. the bar is higher for him.
The fact that it's been this is my favorite, and then this one, like it did have to stop at some point, probably.
Sure.
Because you can't just have that level of quality for a whole album.
The Linsanity run ended.
Yeah. Yes. No, but the guitar.
The electric guitar was really pretty nice. Good. Yeah. Prince homage, maybe even. Mm. Nah.
No, don't even say that.
All right. Well, I bet we should get on with it. The last song, "Dance with Me" by Bruno Mars, and then we can get your whole album review. So, "Dance with Me" by Bruno Mars coming up.
Find what we're trying to find.
And, oh, sorry.
And that's it.
Get the idea.
And that was Dance With Me by Bruno Mars. And that was The Romantic by Bruno Mars. What do you all think?
Wow, that was a really good song to end it all. I don't know, the whole time I thought of this is the last new song of like an album that I'll probably hear for a really long time.
Wow.
True.
And yeah. So I think it was a good message to send to all the fans.
It might be my third favorite song on the album. This This is a great song.
I like that you slowed it down a little bit, you know. Yeah. Different vibe from the other ones.
It was like I feel like it's like a late night, you know, song. Like slow a dance, vibe. Yeah, like a vibe.
Yeah, slow dance. I also see it as a farewell.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like it's a good way to end the album.
Definitely. I think it was like sort of like energy shift a little bit down towards the end. Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
And so overall, what do you think of the album?
Yeah, no skips.
No skips. Wow. No skips.
You heard it here first.
Second Bruno Mars album. I like without no skips in my opinion.
That's great. That's great.
Or without any skips in my opinion. Yeah.
That's lovely.
I don't think it's reached like above Silk Sonic for me.
Sure.
Because it's still a new album. You got to give it some time for me to develop my opinion a bit more.
Yeah.
But it's definitely better than like 24 Karat Magic, I would say.
There you go. Wow. Mm. And honestly, I might agree. I might agree with you. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great take. And thank you very much for coming on the show tonight, Dr. Edwin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
This was very fun.
And I'm glad we have experts like these on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio at daytime. Next week,
J. Cole, correct?
J. Cole, yes. The second part of that album. We good. But before that, tuning out.
At 1 a.m.
1 a.m.
on Saturday. Friday nights.
Friday nights. Yeah, Saturday mornings, maybe even. And I hope you've enjoyed the show. I will see you next Saturday, 1 a.m. at Tuning Out.
Sunday 1 a.m. Oh, Saturday 1 a.m.
But Saturday, 1 a.m. for Tuning Out.
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, have a great night. And I think it might be time for some automated songs for y'all. And have a great, great time listening to those extra reading songs.
Oye, ¿cómo va? And City Pop.
There we go. And maybe you're just re-listening to Bruno Mars. This has been Daytime.
Breathe up, pain. No, Novocaine. Still mean to my grace. How come the more you have, the more the people want?